It's a pleasure, especially now after what an incredible weekend of sports, to welcome A.B. Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino. You hear it weeknights at 6 right here on WJR, the best sports talk show on the radio. Anthony, what a time to be majoring in sports, as you are, my friend.
Oh, Paul W., what an exciting time it is indeed. In fact, Lomas Brown just rode by me on a golf cart. We're out here at the beautiful resort at St. John's at the Cardinal for the 4th annual Calvin Johnson Charity Golf Classic that is taking place. Brad Holmes is out here playing a little golf as well. Lomas is out here waving and, you know, hugging ladies, kissing babies, doing the usual, running for mayor. And it's just an awesome time to be out here on the course. Made my way over here to Doyle's Irish Pub just on the patio because I said, look, Paul W.'s calling. I got to get out of the way, everybody. Let me get over here. We got to talk about the weekend that was Stanley Cup Finals, NBA Finals, UFC on the front lawn at the White House. I mean, what in the world is happening? RBC Canadian. I mean, how about that performance out there this weekend as well? I mean, it was a great weekend, but it's summertime now, and now that all the other sports are done, we have the World Cup. That's at least going on for another month, which has been fun. How exciting has it been, Paul W., to see all of the international, all the foreigners coming here to the United States of America and figuring out that, you know, maybe we came to a conclusion that we've solved all of the world's problems. Have we figured out world peace just by playing the World Cup?
If we would just put all of our attention on sports, I think it would help. It would take our minds off all the other stuff. I was not a big fan of UFC on the front lawn of the White House, but so what? People enjoyed it. They went, the ones that wanted to go. God bless them. They sang happy birthday to the president, everything else. I've never been a big soccer fan, but boy, did I love watching our United States team beat Paraguay 4-1 in the first game of that World Cup action. That was worth watching. I lived in New York for 5 years. I used to say I was sentenced to New York. It wasn't that bad. We have two daughters living in New York. So to see the Knicks win their first NBA title in 53 years, that was exciting. In fact, I said earlier, AB, this might have been the most exciting championship series I've ever seen in any sport.
Ooh, that's a tough one, Paul W., because that Stanley Cup final, it would give you a run for its money. But I will tell you this much, Jalen Brunson, who joined our very own Isaiah Thomas as only one of 8 players in basketball history to have not only an NCAA championship, but win an NBA championship and be crowned the NBA Finals MVP. He was simply sensational in a closeout game when you absolutely need an incredible performance. He scores 45 points and the rest of his team scored 49. Are you kidding me? He almost outscored everybody on the floor at the same time. And just to only be 6'2" tall, at least that's what he's listed at. I really think that, you know, the performance that he had to beat Victor Wembanyama in the San Antonio Spurs, who led for over 70% of the series, for them to lose, that was simply incredible as well. And you think about just being a youngster in the sport and learning to kind of overcome adversity. They jumped out to hot starts in every single game. They need to learn how to close a game. And that's where the Knicks really, really flourished. When it was crunch time, Jalen Brunson really took over. And I think that the Nova Knicks is their nickname. Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, Jalen Brunson, 10 years ago, they win a NCAA championship together as teammates at Villanova. And then a decade later, to win an NBA title as teammates for the New York Knicks, I think that's one of the greatest stories in all of basketball. And I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment. I'm not trying to be latest is the greatest, but that seems to be an accomplishment that I don't know offhand. And I tried to look it up last night before going on the radio earlier this morning that, you know, I just don't know if that's ever been done by a trio of teammates before. I just think it's simply incredible. And for the New York fans that were able to celebrate and behave themselves accordingly outside of all the arrests that had to be made in New York, I mean, what a celebration it was.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. There were like at least 60 plus, 63, whatever it turned out to finally be. There were a lot of arrests, and that's really unfortunate. It happens now in every city. Win, lose, or draw, there are people out there that are just looking for an excuse to cause trouble. Burning school buses, how does that make any sense at all? But let's move on. So the Carolina Hurricanes win the Stanley Cup, and you say that was pretty doggone exciting too.
It was unbelievable. I mean, what great theater it was. Because you think about the hockey in general and the Stanley Cup Finals, you're talking about adding the element of a transition sport in basketball with the physicality of NFL football. And to see Jordan Staal, who won a cup in 2009, to then win again in 2026, all these years later, the gap there, simply incredible. And then to actually win a Stanley Cup with the same team that his brother won a Stanley Cup with 20 years ago is incredible. And for that team to be coached by the guy who, Rod Brind'Amour, who won the cup the last time the Carolina Hurricanes won it, as a player, Rod Brind'Amour, the Michigan State alum, that was incredible. And Brandon Bussey, the goaltender for Carolina, who made his first ever start in the Stanley Cup Finals after coming in relief in what was a game three or four, he was sensational. The Western Michigan Bronco gets a start, gets a win in game, what was it, four, five, and then ends up winning in a shutout last night. That was sensational for the Western Michigan Bronco alum. So a lot of Michigan ties for the Carolina Hurricanes, and Jordan Staal to win the MVP of the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Conn Smythe Award winner at 37 years old, the oldest player to do so, makes me feel old, Paul W.
And you're so young. A quick one. Speaking of young, I don't know who this is. You might. He's like 16 years old, and he is a soccer player phenom that they refer to him as a young Messi, and he's going to be playing this week, and I think he's like 16 years old, and they've already signed him up for $30 million a year. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, are you talking about the Spaniard, Jamal?
Yes.
Yeah, he's sensational. This young man is unbelievable. And when they find talent that young, that is that good, they sign him, and they sign him forever. He is worth the price of admission. Enjoy him, because he is the second coming.
Wow. Yeah. That's just astonishing. I should have known you'd know, A.B. Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino. It's weeknights like tonight at 6 on WJR. If you miss it, you miss the best sports talk show in the nation. Thanks, Anthony.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, Paul W.
You take good care. 146 WJR.